I bought this house going on 17 years ago, and we did. We were in a position to live pretty much anywhere we wanted to at that time, and we bought this house because it was going to be isolated from. I mean, let's face it, Branch is a tourism town. I didn't want to have tourists pressed right up against me. So I checked into the CCRs and saw what was going to be allowed and what wasn't, and went ahead and bought the house, and we've enjoyed those 16-plus years of having neighbors that were residents and permanent residents. People have brought up, you know, the parking issues and stuff, and it could be a situation. I'm more concerned with the fact that we all agreed to the rules, and I don't believe in changing the rules because it's convenient for you. These people, I'm sure they're nice people. They got a big family, and they've talked about that a lot. But who knows about the folks that they are going to rent to? If anybody has looked at their computer or saw the TV news, VRBO's got a pretty good black eye recently, or nightly rentals. We don't want anything like that in the neighborhood. We don't want folks we don't know. It's very often that my doors aren't even locked on my house because it's just been that comfortable and secure. And I don't want to change that. I'm opposed. And I would also say that, you know, with all that talk about, you know, that they're willing and they want to make compromises, no one has ever come and talked to me. As far as I know, they haven't come around and talked to any of the neighbors to explain how they felt their situation might be. I'm retired, long retired, and I'm not as concerned with property values. I'm concerned with quality of life, and that's where my opposition is. Anything?
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Dave Oliphant, and I'm here to speak against this. I bought a lot a year ago, just about a block away from this property, and plan on building there, but I bought the lot because it was at a subdivision of single-family nice homes, very nice homes in there. I know, as Rick pointed out earlier in one of the other cases, you can't enforce restrictions, but I do want to bring up a couple of things that are in there. Any time that a realtor sells a house to somebody, they should make them aware of what's going on in that property and with the restrictions, number one. Number two, in buying the property, prior to closing, a title search is done, and that says in that title search, this property is subject to so-and-so restrictions and easements thereof, and that should be made aware and copies should be given to them. And on this particular one, on residential purposes, section one of the protective covenants of this, it says shall be used for residential purposes, not more than one dwelling, and goes on, it says, as used herein, the term residential purpose shall be construed to prohibit the use of lots for duplex houses, garages, apartments, or apartment houses. The name of this company is Apartments. That's what they're planning on doing with it. And I just don't feel like it should be handled in there. It's a business venture from their part, and that's what it says. It cannot be used for business purposes, and that's what a rental property is. It's a business. And so I'm speaking strictly against this. It should have been handled, in my opinion. I was a real estate broker for 35 years. I know that it should have been handled prior to even people buying it, saying, hey, you can't use this because of the restrictions. Thank you.
All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to this appeal?
Good My name is Debbie Geiler, and I live in the same Holiday Hills. I live on Woodland Court. I don't know if you can see it on there. Yeah, Woodland Court. I don't know if you're aware, but there are two houses on that court that are actually doing nightly rental. I think they're doing it illegally. I live across the street. I'm 380-385 is one that's doing nightly rental. It's a large house. There's been at least three separate occasions where they have had the driveway full with cars, 10 cars parked down the street. At least I've lived there a year and 4 months. And I don't know what else I can say. That's very disruptive to me and my family. Very disruptive. I assume that you guys didn't know about this. Did anybody know about this?
We're dealing with this case.
So I know. I'm saying
it's a planning and zoning deal.
Okay, I'm just telling you, I live in that area, and nightly rentals for me have not worked out very well at all. And it seems like they don't follow the rules for the number of people that are supposed to be in the house. So I guess that's really all I have to say. Everybody else said everything else.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, is there anybody else who'd like to speak in?
Can you go back up?
If it's real quick, but we're
I was informed that the head of the association that works there at Holiday Hills, it's over the POA, or the homeowners, those two houses are talking about, they are in the process of trying to get those shut down right now, because when they found out that that's being done and they found out there was opposition to it, I don't know what exactly going to court or what.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with this, so.
Well, yeah. No, but I mean, they're trying to shut down all nightly rental in that residential subdivision.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Hi, I'm James Geiler. That was my wife, Debbie. First of all, I'd like to say glad to have you all as neighbors. And the biggest problem that we have is we built a house there in the community, live on the same street as Dave wants to have his house, and with the rentals, we had no idea there were people doing that when we were moving in. And the first thing my neighbor, when I met one of my neighbors, he asked me if I really was going to live there. And it's like, I couldn't understand why he would ask me a question like that. But over time, it's become a big problem. We have a gated community, and everybody that comes in on the nightly rental goes against the whole security aspect of living in a gated community. And so I definitely do not want any nightly rentals. And that's just our experience has not been real good with it. Okay. Just wait. The streets aren't set up for the parking at all. It's very disruptive. And I hope you guys go against things. Okay. And do you have any questions? Thank you.
Thanks. All right, is there anyone else who'd like to speak in opposition to this appeal? Okay, applicants, if you'd like an opportunity to speak again, you're welcome to.
As I said before, we have a large garage and a large driveway, larger than our neighbors. So as far as parking in the cul-de-sac or anywhere, it would strictly be prohibited. We're getting cameras put up in the house, and our management agency would be meeting the potential nightly rentals there in order to make sure that the number that is there is controlled. If that number goes over at any time, based upon which they know that we're watching, they get thrown out. They get thrown out, and we keep their money, and they're never allowed to rent from us again. I understand that problems happen and that people abuse a gift they're giving at staying at somebody's home. However, I am not interested in looking the other way or bypassing any opportunity I have to make sure they follow the rules and guidelines given. If you like, I have a copy of the contract that they would have to agree to. It is very stringent, and I've highlighted the areas in it. One of our neighbors said that we didn't come over and talk to them. You're right, we didn't. We felt that this was a conversation for you, and they're allowed to oppose, and we're allowed to ask. I know in the past that you have allowed nightly rentals. I was here a couple of months ago when neighbors didn't come up and oppose, and you approved the nightly rentals in neighborhoods. So I think it is worth asking, and I think it is a huge obligation on my sister and I in order to uphold and not ignore any of the concerns of the neighbors, which we are not interested in doing. Each neighbor that within a certain range would have the telephone number of the management company. So if there is a complaint or a problem or anything, it would be dealt with within hours. And worst case scenario, days in order to get them thrown out. So they would have a voice, they would have a way, they wouldn't even have to go through the police department or the sheriff's department around here. They would have a direct number where they could deal with it, and we could all deal with it immediately. And it's something that we would address, and we're not interested in ruining our home. We were just interested in keeping the home a little busy while we were gone. But again, we're willing to put a maximum on that. We're willing to knock over a certain amount. That's fine. We're not doing it to make money. We're doing it just to keep the house running and checked on, and allowing us to use it when we want. So I just wanted to be clear on that. Any concerns that the neighbors had, I am more than willing to listen and compromise or agree upon. That is, I think that's something that doesn't happen in here when it comes to the nightly rental situation. Nobody wants to get involved with each other. I'm willing to get involved and hear the concerns and fix them. And I can be available to them. We're here often. We work in this business. This is easy for us. And, again, more than willing to address any issues and make everyone happy. Oh, and we're not turning them into apartments. We have over 400 of them at home. We're not interested in turning the house into an apartment.
And you've owned the home how long?
Since December. And there's still no furniture in it. And, I mean, there's some dishes and washer and dryer and such. We were waiting upon what to do. Eventually, we would like to furnish it. And why we stay there, but we kind of wanted to go through this process and find out what our options were. If we don't have options, we have other things up our sleeve that we're allowed to do that we don't need to come in front of the board with, and we'll exercise those issues.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I think we'll, if there's no one else, we'll go ahead and close this for discussion. Board, do y'all have any comments or thoughts on this? And while y'all are thinking on that real quick, Scott, just to clarify, too, we looked at the zoning, and this is not part of the NR zoning. The condos are, but this area is not. And is there any awareness of any approved nightly rentals on that street?
No.
Or the area?
No, okay. Any other permits in that area.
No permits in the area. Okay.
All right. Board.
This is another question of legality of the Planning and Zoning Board.
Okay.
And the way it reads, I don't know that any illegal thing was proposed or handled by the Planning and Zoning Board.
And so to recap on that, the Planning Commission's denial was based on the nightly rental is not compatible with the neighboring properties, and the nightly rental use would injure the ability of the neighboring properties in the Circle Drive of West Rockford Drive to use their property as residential. So that was a reason for denial.
I'm not fully understanding how the neighboring properties cannot use their homes as residential. The wording of that to me is really kind of unclear.
It doesn't
describe a specific way that they cannot use their properties. They're obviously already in their properties, and they're using it as residential. So I would wish that, you know, if there were a specific problem, like we have a life safety issue because of parking. If somebody was going to, I mean,
they weren't clear, but I think it was totally the